In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
More homes are including a place to charge your car. That's coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to this edition of Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. The Wall Street Journal reports that more home buyers and developers are installing car charging equipment at home. It comes as the electric car market remains small in the U.S., but it is growing. Lee Camping Carter wrote the story in the Journal. Lee, one advantage to a car charging installation in a home is that it's relatively inexpensive. Isn't that correct?
That's right. The station itself costs anywhere from $300 to roughly $1,000, and you can actually just buy them on Amazon, eBay, or through the dealership. And then you probably will have to get a dedicated electrical line installed, and that runs, you know, it's a pretty broad spectrum, but about $1,000.
This is usually installed in pricey homes, right?
So far, yes. Not exclusively, I would imagine, but... But it's definitely a luxury amenity.
Now, the trend is particularly strong in California, right? There's a law in California that all newly built homes have to have the capacity to support electric vehicle charging.
Right. California, yeah, as of July 1st of last year, all newly built homes and also apartment buildings with 17 units or more have to be basically wired so that they can support a charging station.
Aren't a lot of homeowners going for the higher price chargers so that it doesn't take, you know, the standard 10 to 20 hours to charge?
Yeah, well, there's the terminology gets a bit misused. So most electric cars these days come with a charger. That's basically something in the hood. You can pull out, you can plug into the wall effectively, into your standard wall outlet. That can take a long time to charge, like more than overnight. So a lot of people are installing these separate things, which are called charging stations, which use a different kind of plug. And that's kind of what we're talking about. That's what's being installed.
Now, it's not just for the houses, for private homes. It's also for condominiums. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, actually, a lot of developers are installing them as well. They say that, even if they don't have a lot of buyers who have electric cars, they're almost kind of future-proofing their developments. And it's a signal to buyers as well, just that they're technologically savvy, that they're green, that this is a building you want to live in.
This is not only in California. It's in at least a few other regions of the U.S., right?
Yeah. Some of the examples I came across, there's one in Boston, one Dalton Street, which is going to be Boston's tallest residential tower. That will have communal charging stations also in Miami and in New York. There's a couple different developments at least with charging stations in the garage.
Aren't there financial incentives for those who install these chargers?
Yes. So consumers who buy the charging equipment can claim a tax refund, a federal tax refund of up to $1,000. And then a lot of utilities discount the power. There's also incentives at the municipal and state level.
And I guess time is going to tell whether this is sort of a niche type of trend or whether it expands beyond, tech lovers or car aficionados.
Yeah, I mean, one of the stats in the piece is that at the end of 2015, there were 400,000 electric cars on the road, which, is a small number overall, but that's about six times the number four or five years earlier. So it's definitely growing.
Lee Camping Carter of the Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thanks a lot.
And don't forget, you can listen to all our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. And now, if you have an Android device, look for us on the Google Play Music app. Just search WSJ. That's this edition of Tech News Briefing. Thank you for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.